Dramas present The Bull with the Delicate Eagle. This week's front-page drama, The Bull with the Delicate Eagle, is a dramatization of a most amusing story entitled Gamblers Who Bribe Bulls Not to Fight, which is to be found in next Sunday's American Weekly, a magazine with the greatest circulation in the world that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the millions of Americans who have made the American Weekly the nation's reading habit. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that gives you the American Weekly. Bullfights in Bosnia, one of the remote mountainous districts of Yugoslavia, are quite different from the traditional Spanish variety. In Bosnia, the popular pastime is a battle between bull and bull, and every such meeting provokes tempestuous demonstrations of community spirit, for it is the pride of the village herd that enters into a contest with the bull of the next village. Substantial sums change hands in the course of betting, which is a municipal affair. Each village bets on its own bull in one lump sum, and the sums won or lost are often very large. Two neighboring communities, Blasik and Ramcha, have long been rivals in the bullfighting ring. For years, luck alternated between the two. One year, Blasik's powerful black bull would gore its opponent from Ramcha. Another year, the new bull from Ramcha would drive his horns into the flanks of Blasik's favorite. Whichever way luck turned, the sport was always good. And neither Blasik nor Ramcha seemed to begrudge the other a victory. But last summer, the village of Blasik was supremely confident, for their bull was really a prize. The largest, strongest, and by far the most savage animal ever seen in the whole state of Bosnia. They backed up their confidence with the largest sum of money ever to be wagered. And in the village of Ramcha, there was a meeting in the village inn.
I tell you, this is a serious matter. We cannot afford to put up such a sum of money to be risked in a wager. If we lose, it will break us all.
If we lose. But I tell you, we won't lose.
And I tell you, we will. We lost last year. And the bull they had isn't 1-2-3 with the animal they have in Blasik this year.
Yes. Have you seen their bull, Peter Stranovich?
No, of course not. Neither have you or anyone else in Ramcha. But Inspector Lesnovsky has seen it. And he told me he has never seen such a magnificent animal in all his born days. He is a half hand higher than any bull he has ever seen. He weighs more than any bull he has ever seen. And what is more, he says he has never seen such an animal to approach this one in spirit. He is as fierce as a mother tiger. Now I ask you, what have we got to match such an animal?
Peter is right. We know that Inspector Lesnovsky would not lie to us about the bull of Blasik.
No, he would not.
What is more, our animal this year is not as good as the one we lost with last year.
That's true.
It is sheer folly to try to meet that big wager that the people of Blasik have raised to bet against us.
Yes, of course.
Wait, please.
Why did we try to...
Citizens of Ramcha, hear me, I beg of you.
Very well.
Now, good citizens, I don't blame you for listening to Peter Stanovich and Ignat Bereshky. They are good conservative citizens. But remember, too, I, Jerome Lachnik, have been your village magistrate for 30 years. During all those years, I have administered justice and advised you well in all your problems, have I not?
Yes, well, this is good.
I also have pride in the reputation of my village, and I say if we refuse to accept the amount of the wager put up by the people of Blasik, we will be disgraced forever.
Yes, that is true.
Number two, I am willing to put up the biggest share of our wager, so I stand to lose more than anyone. Yes, I am perfectly willing to risk my money.
Yeah,
I ask you one and all to place your trust in me. I know the wager is a big one. I know that the Blasik bull is the greatest of them all. I know that our bull is inferior. Yes, I say we will win nevertheless. I swear it. Will you believe me?
Yes, I think we should.
Thank you, citizens. Now, everybody go home. Get a good night's sleep and be ready for the big bullfight tomorrow. It will be our greatest victory. Witness the battle of the century, the annual bullfight between the bulls of the villages of Blasik and Ramcha. And this year's fight promises to be a sensation. The stakes of the battle are higher than they've ever been in all history. The animals are the greatest ever to be matched. And now, being led in from the east gate, the big black bull of Blasik. And to the west gate, the magnificent animal now being led in is the roaring red raider of Ramcha. And now the gentlemen in attendance on each animal are ready. At the sound of the shot, they will release their respective animals, and the battle will be on. 1, 2, 3.
Hey,
crowd, breathlessly awaiting the bullfight of the century, suddenly burst into gales of laughter. For when the massive, mighty mountain of beef from Blasek, supposedly a fierce, bloodthirsty killer, came charging down upon the smaller red bull of Ramcha, he suddenly stopped, and raising his tail high in the air, turned and ran away. Yes, like Ferdinand in the fable, he ran off and sat down under a tree, for evidently he had never learned to fight. There was great rejoicing in Ramcha over the surprise victory. But in the village of Blasek...
Stanislav, come in to supper before it gets cold.
I can't eat, Mother. You go in. I'm too mortified to enjoy anything, even food.
Now, my son, forget that old bullfight. It's all over now. We lost it and it can't be helped.
It's all right for you to say that. You're a woman. But what if you were in my shoes and everywhere you went, people laughed in your face, made fun of you, pointed at you and sneered? Oh, look, there's Stanislav from Blasek, the man from the village whose bull wouldn't fight.
Oh, you're oversensitive, that's all. Why, in a few days, everybody would have forgotten all about it.
They will not. What happened when I went to report for my military service as far away as Sarajevo? There were 100 men lined up on parade, and the sergeant took my name and address. And when I told him where I was from, he yelled out, "So, you come from the village where bulls don't fight, do you? Well, we'll see whether the boys from Blasek are shirkers like their bulls." Everybody laughed and joked all over the barracks, and I had three fights.
My gracious sake, when will men ever grow up? Now, son, forget all this foolishness and come into your supper.
Oh, it's easy for you to...
Oh, there you are,
Stanislav. Have you heard the news?
Yes, Stanislav, we've got good news. We were just coming home to supper and we were passing the inn. All the men have been holding a meeting.
What about? They sent another challenge over to Ramcha today, asking for a return fight for our big bull.
And what do you think?
What? The magistrate and the men over at Ramcha accepted the challenge for a return match. Yes, a week from Saturday has been declared a holiday, and that's when the return fight is to be held.
My stolen body. You mean they're going to raise another big sum of money to wager on another fight?
Yes.
Certainly, we've got to win back all the money we lost to Ramcha the other day. But this time, we are going to win.
Certainly we are. The men have had the bull out today, and he's in rare form. He was led near to two or three other bulls, and he almost tore them to pieces.
Yes?
He's ready to fight now.
Yes, he was ready to fight last time, but something happened. I tell you, there was dirty work afoot somewhere. Those people over at Ramcha tricked us in some way or another. But they won't do it again.
Why, what do you mean, Stanislav?
I don't know exactly, except there was trickery somewhere, and I'm going to find out just what it is.
I believe you're right, Stanislav. And I'm ready to help you.
Good. Now come on into supper. Oh, you two, Lazar and Maria, come in and stay to supper. You can talk over your plans at the table.
That evening, young Stanislav and Lazar put their heads together and tried to solve the mystery of just why their ferocious bull had suddenly turned tail and ran off. Nothing they could think of suggested anything logical. So they made up their minds to scout the enemy territory. On the night before the return fight, they stole over to Ramcha and hid in the hayloft of the community stable. At dawn, the village magistrate crept into the stable, and from above, the two young men watched him.
Can you see him, Stanislav? What's he doing?
He's putting the halter on the bull's head.
Huh?
Now he's pinning on the rosette and the blue ribbon. Now the medallion.
Rosette, ribbon, medal.
Now he's putting a flower wreath over the bull's neck. Now he's gone outside for something else.
Don't tell me he's gone back for more decoration.
I don't know. Here he's coming back. He's got a little tin bucket with something in it.
Oh,
he's dipping his hand in and...
Oh, my, wait. What in the devil is that terrible smell? I can't stand it.
Quiet, you fool.
Oh,
I can't stand the terrible smell either. It's vile, but...
Terrible.
He's rubbing that stuff all over the bull's back and neck. Now we've got the secret. Come on. We're going to spring a big surprise at today's bullfight.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here today to witness the return fight between the bulls of the villages of Blasek and Ramcha. As you all know, the annual contest held here a few weeks ago did not develop into a fight. In fact, it was almost like a quiet flirtation. The big black bull of Blasek, supposedly a fierce fighting terror, turned out to be a shy little calf. And the rollicking red raider of Ramcha just waltzed away with the prize money. However, it appears that the good people of Blasek were not satisfied with the outcome of the first contest, if you can call it that, and so they have demanded a return bout. Hence, we are about to witness another battle of the century, we hope. So bring forth the noble animals. From the west gate comes the big black bull of Blasek. And from the east gate, the roaring red raider of Ramcha.
Please, we command the red bull of Ramcha be brought to the center of the field for inspection.
One moment, please. One of the young men from Blasek has made a rather unusual request. However, I see no reason for refusing him. So bring the roaring red raider of Ramcheck to the center of the field. Go ahead, my young friend, with your inspection.
Thank you, Inspector. And now come, men of Gothic. Smell the red bull of Ramcheck. He has been smeared with badger fat. The vilest smelling cat in the world, and our bull won't stand for it. That's why he turns up his tail, runs off, and the Ramcheck wins.
A riot ensued, and it was all the police could do to prevent the wholesale murder of the citizens of Ramcheck by the irate citizens of Blasik when they discovered how they had been swindled. The affair created such a stir all over Bosnia that a conference of community elders was called to take a stand on the matter. The convention ruled that Blasik should pay back previous bets dishonestly won without delay, and that all bulls taking part in Badnja Bikovac all over Bosnia should hereafter be publicly bathed and scrubbed to prevent similar happenings. Never, bullfight fans declare, have the bulls of Bosnia fought as fiercely. Never has sport been so gory as in these last weeks when the bathing has been made compulsory. Neither red cloth nor baiting with pitchforks have had such a maddening effect upon the bulls as soap and water. You have just heard The Bull with the Delicate Eagle, a front-page drama based upon a story entitled Gamblers Who Bribe Bulls Not to Fight, which is one of the many entertaining stories, articles, and feature fiction to be found in next Sunday's issue of The American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.